Okay, it's Debbie here at Henshaw's. I've joined our Henshaw's Hikers today, which is our blind walking group. We're here in the Peak District at Dovestone Reservoir, and I'm here with one of the original members of the group, Peter Rhodes. Hi, Peter.
Hi, you all right?
I'm good. So you've been walking with the group for about a year now, is it?
Something like that, yeah.
And is it always this bad weather?
Most of the time, yeah. We've had the odd one day where it's been sunny, but most of the time it's been wet, really? Raining and... Well, it's a good group and we have a good laugh and...
Okay. Can you tell me a bit about what your eye condition is and how much you can see?
Well, I've got a couple of problems. I've got... So they say I've got MD, which is no central vision. And I've got retinitis pigmentosus, which gives me a blurred peripheral vision. So... I can't see a great deal at all, really.
So how do you cope on the walks then? How does it actually work?
Well, I always get someone who can see. I link their arm and they take me, right. Tell me when you're going down hills or you're going to fall in the river and things like that.
So you're guided?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Who's your guide here today?
Paula.
Pam?
Pam. Oh, where did I get Paula from?
Hiya, Pam.
Good morning.
So, can you tell me, Peter, sort of why did you join the group? What's the idea behind it?
It's just fresh air, exercise.
And is this something that you would be able to do without a group like this?
If I could see, I've always done it myself,
right.
Or with a bunch of friends, but since I've lost my sight, since I lost my sight, I couldn't do it on my own. So, I mean, fine, just walking down the street, difficult, because there's people just put litter all over the place.
Yeah.
There's lampposts been moved and put in the middle of the pavement. Cars park all four wheels on the pavement. And push bikes are just laying flat on the floor instead of leaning them against the shop wall. So we end up falling over things like that. But
so being able to get out in the fresh air like this, has it made a big difference to you?
Yeah, oh gosh, yeah. I couldn't sit in the house with four walls around, you'd go mad.
No.
So getting out is great, and it's a big, good group of people, so we enjoy it. And
what would you say to anybody who's thinking about getting involved?
Get involved. It's definitely worth getting involved. It's really good, and the exercise is good for you anyway. And we always stop from certain parts of the walk for something to eat and drink, and most of the time we end up in a pub, so that's not so bad for those who like a pint or two.
Sounds like a lot of fun. Right,
oh,
I'll let
yes.
you carry on so that you don't end up in a home and just by me. Thanks a lot, Peter.
That's okay, fine.